Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. My name is Philip Gelb. I am a vegetarian chef living in Oakland, California. Today I'm going to show you how to make a vegan ravioli. And we're going to make a tofu cashew ricotta cheese. We're going to make out our own dough. And we'll also make a nice pesto to top the ravioli with. Now, pesto is not a dish in and of itself. It's really a method. So there's no actual recipe for making pesto. The idea is to improvise with what you like. But the most classic pesto is made out of basil, pine nuts, garlic, salt, pepper, and extra virgin olive oil. When making pesto and using olive oil raw, it's very important to use a very high quality extra virgin olive oil to get the highest flavors. Now we're going to simply put the pine nuts and all the ingredients into a food processor and blend them together. Always use freshly cracked black pepper. Never use dried black pepper. There's no oils in the dried ones, and as a result, no flavor. Here's some very beautiful, vibrant colors. Some nice basil, ground up with pine nuts, olive oil giving a nice shine. Wonderful flavors. This is especially vibrant in the summer, really all raw. For those that are on a raw diet, this will always work for anybody. We're going to stuff our ravioli today with a ricotta type cheese made out of firm tofu and cashews. Now, ricotta cheese is fairly easy to emulate in the vegan world because ricotta is about texture, not flavor. We're going to take all our ingredients, put them into a food processor, turn it on, and grind it down into a ricotta-type texture. Our ingredients for the tofu ricotta are firm or extra firm tofu. Be careful not to use a soft, and definitely do not use a silken tofu for this dish. Dried cashews, again, these are raw, not roasted, and certainly not flavored. Agave syrup to add a little sweetener, lemon juice to add a little tartness, parsley to add a little green flavor and a little color, salt and pepper, and extra virgin olive oil. So here is our vegan ricotta cheese. We're going to add one more element of flavor to our ricotta cheese here by adding a little bit of grated nutmeg into here. Now again, we're going to use very fresh nutmeg by using a whole nutmeg clove, I think they're called, versus dried ones, because the dried ones, the oils are all evaporated and the flavor is gone as well. We're going to use very little nutmeg. So we're talking maybe a half a teaspoon at the most, maybe even close to a third of a teaspoon in this bowl here. And then we're gonna blend this all together here. That's gonna make it right. Okay, and now we're gonna roll out our pasta sheets, and then we're gonna stuff them with the ricotta and make some wonderful raviolis. Okay, so now we're gonna take some pasta dough and we're gonna roll this out. Now the pasta dough I made is a combination of wheat flour, garbanzo bean flour, salt, and water. I use garbanzo bean flour because many pastas in Italian food are made with egg, and garbanzo beans has fat and also protein in it. So it does a good job of replacing the egg. It gives a really nice texture and a decent flavor as well. When rolling out pasta, use a lot of flour. As you can see, I have quite a bit of flour sitting here. You don't want to get too dry, of course, but if it's too moist, it's going to stick. Now, I have a KitchenAid mixer that I have a pasta attachment for. This is just a fancy version of the old-style Italian hand-crank pasta machine. If you want, you can also use a rolling pin and spend some time rolling out the dough very, very thinly. Now, we're going to put this through the first setting, the widest part of the roller, and we're going to roll it through maybe three times to knead it and get it nice and straight. After that, we're going to go down one notch at a time, making each time thinner and much longer sheets. Okay, this is our ravioli mold, and you can get these at any Italian specialty store and most kitchen supply places. They come in various sizes, various shapes. This one comes with, you see, little deep pockets here, and also we have then square cutters that I'll show you how they work in a second. Now, pasta likes to stick to things, so we're going to add a little flour to this, not too much. We'll shake it out, so it's just a little sprinkling on there. This will prevent anything from sticking. It'll come out of the mold much, much more readily. I'm going to take a small sheet of pasta, spread it over the mold, make sure all the holes are covered. Press in lightly with your fingers into the mold holes. Now take about a teaspoon of your filling of the vegan ricotta cheese and place directly into the hole. Only about a teaspoon of filling for each one. Be careful not to overfill or it's going to come out very messy. Take the second sheet of pasta, make sure it's the same width as the other sheet, of course, and then carefully lay this over the top. Now we want to do two things. We want to seal the sides of this and we want to roll out all the air pockets. So take a small rolling pin, start on one end and go smoothly straight across. And again, we're removing any air pockets that may be in. We're also pressing the filling down into the mold a little bit more. Now, with your finger, take a little piece of water. You can also use a pastry brush if you prefer. And run the water along the outside parts. This is going to help to seal the individual raviolis after we cut them. Flour and water makes pasta. Flour and water also makes glue. Same recipe. So here we're looking for the blue part. Now I'm going to take the other side of our ravioli mold. I'm going to press this down very, very firmly. This is going to help cut and create some grooves in there. Remove the excess noodle that's on the side. You can save this and roll out more noodles with it later if you desire. And turn it over, press it out. And remove any extra noodle. Gently turn over and peel very slightly off of the mold. And here we have 10 pieces of ravioli. Let's turn it back over this side and we can cut down across the grooves that were made by the pressing. Wonderful. These are now ready to get cooked. Most pastas you have to time. Ravioli times itself. When you drop it into boiling water, it will sink. When it rises to the top, that means it's ready. Once it rises to the top, remove it immediately. Otherwise, it's going to get too cooked and the noodle itself will start to break down. The filling will break into the water and you won't have a very, very delightful dish. You can take these and drop them into water right now, or you can take them, let them dry for maybe an hour or two, put them into a bag, seal it very tightly, put it in the refrigerator, and it will last for months upon months. And then every time you want to have ravioli, put it in one or two serving size bags, just pull them out, and you have them ready to go. Now we're going to take our finished raviolis here and drop them into some boiling water. Only do a few at a time. If we crowd them together, they'll stick together, which is never a good thing with pasta making. So we're going to put five at a time. Well, I'll make it six. And you can see they're sinking in. We're going to press them down. And in about 30 seconds, they're going to rise up to the top, and they'll tell us that they're finished. And it's going to be less than 30 seconds, it looks like. These are already starting to rise up. So we very carefully remove these. Use a slotted spoon to remove these. Now, if you're serving these as an appetizer, maybe three or four is enough. If you're serving this as an entree, maybe quite a few more, six or seven. Depends on what else you're going to be serving this with, of course, too. Now, several types of sauces can work for this ravioli. Now we'll take a little bit of our pesto that we made earlier, and we'll put a little nice little dollop right in the center here. Okay, here's our finished plate of vegan ravioli with basil pesto. Food is always a lot more fun if you share it with friends or family, so I'd like to invite my friend over to join me and have a taste of this. Would you like to join me?
Sure, I've been waiting for.
Awesome.
Wow.
Please try.
This is ravioli?
Yes, it's ravioli with a tofu cashew filling mm-hmm. and a basil pine nut topping.
I'm just going to dig into it.
Please do.
Mm-hmm. And it goes with the sauce?
Yes. Okay. Just put a little bit of that on there. Maybe add a mm-hmm. little olive with it as well if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How about yourself?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So
shall we try?
Mmm. It's so delicious.
Thank you.
The filling is very, very silky.
Yeah, very nice texture.
Mm-hmm.
And then nice little bit of crunch on top of the pine nuts that are not fully grated down.
Mm-hmm.
A vegan taste of Italy.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. We're so grateful you can be here with us and showing all this.
Thank you. I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I hope you get to try these dishes at home and enjoy them with your friends and your family. My name is Philip Gilb. I'm a vegan chef here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I do personal chef and catering work. I also teach vegan cooking classes. You can find me online at philipgilb.com, philipgelb, or you can also find me online at MySpace, myspace.com/inthemoodforfood. Thank you for joining us here on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please stay tuned for Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.